Masechet Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. Ike J. Shehebar in honor of his grandparents, Mr. Ike and Jeanette Beebe. We bless Mr. Ike Shehebar, who's been a sponsor of the Daf Yomi for many days. They should continue to enjoy success, health, and happiness. May his grandparents also enjoy much nachat from him as well as all their grandchildren, and may they only share in simachot for the entire family. Amen. Daf Mem Dalid. This morning's daf has been dedicated anonymously in honor of Rav David Katz of Katz Judaica. Katz Judaica on 632 Kings Highway in Brooklyn, 718-375-7272. We want to acknowledge that Rav David Katz is the supplier of all our Gemariot art scroll for the Daf HaYomi in our Shi'ur Teskele Mitzvot Katz Judaica. Today's daf has been dedicated Leilu Nishmat Achim Baruch Rafael ben Miriam and Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanichem Began Eden. Amen. We are starting on Mem Gimel Amud Sheni, and we are 5 lines from the bottom. And the Gemara says, Amar Rab Abhu Amar Rabbi Yohanan Kol Isurin Sheba Torah En Heter Mistaref Le'isur. Meaning, when it comes to all the things in the Torah that are forbidden, you need the shi'ur of isur to be hayav. Meaning, let's say the shi'ur is a kezayit of halif, which is asur. You cannot join heter and isur in order to get to the measure. For example, as she says, Achal chatzi zayit halif v'chatzi zayit basar bevat achat. He ate in one shot half a kezayit of basar, of meat, kosher, and half a kezayit of halif. So that she says, "En heter mashlim et shi'ur ha'isur la'ayevo." The heter does not, mashlim does not complete the shi'ur in order to make the guy hayav. You might have thought that you're eating it in one shot, so therefore it could be you're going to be hayav. So come to know, the heter is not mistaref li'isur. Except, the Gemara says, Chutz me'isure nazir. Except when it comes to the isur of the nazir, which is not allowed to eat grapes, let's say, and products like that. Share amra Torah, because the Torah clearly says, by nazir, the word mishrat. Mishrat literally means soaked. So that she explains, Chutz me'isure nazir, shimachal chatzi zayit anabim, v'chatzi zayit lechem bevat achat hayav. Amazing. If you ate half a kezayit of grapes, which the Nazir cannot eat, and he had it with bread, the bread is half a zayit. So the bread is mistaref to the grapes, and therefore it's considered he ate a kezayit of grapes, and therefore it's going to be hayav. Now what's the proof? So that she continues. Share abra Torah mishrat anavim lo yishteh. Because the Torah tells us he cannot eat the Nazir, or cannot drink the soaking of grapes. Mishrat. What does that mean? Hayav al shiriyat pito biyayim. It's talking about a case where he's taking his bread and he's soaking it in wine. And the Nazir is eating it. Now obviously we're talking where there's no kezayit of yayin here. Because if there's a kezayit of yayin, what's the hadush? The hadush is talking about what's mishrat. You soaked your bread, and therefore with the bread and the yayin together, you have a siruf of shi'ur, and the Torah is telling you what? Hayav. So therefore from nazir, the only case that you're going to be hayav at term is taref l'isur is by nazir. And as she says, v'ika miyayin lechuda kezayit lama li kra. If you had a kezayit of yayin in the bread, I don't need a pasuk, you have a kezayit of yayin, that's the normal shi'ur. And therefore, the hadush is that less than a zayit of yain with the siruf of the bread, mishrat is going to be hayav. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yohanan. Uzairi Amar, Zairi came along and said, "Af seor bal taktiru." Even that isu that we learned yesterday, we said that the Torah says, "Kichos seor v'chodevash." lo taktiru v'menu v'she l'Hashem, that you're not allowed to bring a hametz offering on the Mizbayach. So that she says, in that case also, there's heter mistaref l'yisur. Which means, let's say you have half a zayit of chametz and half a zayit of matzah, which is permissible, it's going to be mistaref and the person is going to be hayav. Okay, so Zaidi comes and includes heter mistaref l'yisur by the case of seor. Seor on the Mizbayach. So comes the Gemara and says, Keman, this is going like Keman, Kerebili Ezer, the Darish Kol. Which means, if you remember in yesterday's daf, we had a shita of Rebili Ezer. And Rebili Ezer, he was Doresh in the Torah when it says the word Kol. And therefore, yesterday we said in the Derasha of Rebili Ezer, how do you know that even if you have Miksat Seor, let's say the whole kezayit is not seor. Let's say you have miksat seor. How do you know it's going to be asur? Shere emar kol. So therefore, Zaidi is following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in the Drashav Kol, and therefore heter mistaref leisur, meaning it's part hametz, part matzah, you're going to be hayav. Comes Gemara and says, Iyache, if so, le'inyan hametz pesach nameh. Which means, if you're learning already the word kol, we learned on yesterday's daf that by hametz it also says the word kol, and therefore we learned from there that hametz al yedet ta'arovet is going to be asur. Now, hametz al yedet ta'arovet is part hametz, part regular, part isur, part eter. So therefore, if you're learning from the kol of lo taktiru, so therefore you should also learn by chametz as well, that heter mistaref l'isur, meaning you have half a kezayit of chametz and half a kezayit of heter mixed together, it should also be asur. So comes the Gemara and says, yes, inechin ameh. You're right. According to Zaidi, heter mistaref l'isur as well by chametz. So why didn't he say chametz then? How come he only said by the lo taktiru, by the mincha? So it says, Ul apuke midabaye. Because he wanted to exclude, to the exclusion of what Abaye taught. De amar, yesh haktara defahot mekezayit. Because Abaye holds that you hayav on haktara, meaning on the bringing in half chametz, even if it's less than a kezayit. Now that's a hadush. So came Zaidi said, no. You've got to be a kezayit. It's just that heter mistaref leisur. Means how you get to the kezayit doesn't matter, but the point has got to be a shiur of a kezayit. He was just saying it by the ketoret in order to exclude Abaye's opinion that hold you don't even need a kezayit to be hayav. But really, he holds it as well by hametz that heter mistaref leisur as well. Kamash malan. So therefore, Zaidi came and taught the aktara lav lepachot mekezayit. That is not less than a kezayit. Now, how would Abaye incidentally know that even less than a kezayit would be hayav? So that she tells us he would doresh like this, en li ela kezayit, hasi zayit minayin, tamud omar kol. So he learns from the word kol that even less than a zayit would be hayav. Yativ Ravdimi, Vekamar la lehashmata. Ravdimi was sitting, and he said over the Hiddush of Rabbi Yohanan. Again, Rabbi Yohanan's Hiddush was, Heter is mistaref leisur only by Nazir. Because the Pasuk says, Mishrat. Mishrat anavim, the soaking of the bread into the wine. Amar le Abayil Ravdimi, Vechol isurin sheba Torah, En heter mistaref leisur. Everywhere else, we don't say it mistaref leisur only by Nazir. Other places, we don't say it. Right? We have a Mishnah. Hamikpah. Now, mikpah would be like a, when she says a tavshil kafui ve'av. We would picture that more like we call it a porridge. Or a thick stew. They call it a mikpah. Now, the Gemara says the mikpah was made of tiruma. Tiruma meaning she says daisa. For example, it's like a cooked thick grain. Okay, and you had in it also garlic, and you also had in it oil, you know, spices. The spices and all that stuff was hulin. So you have a mixture of tiruma and hulin. And we read hamikpah shel tiruma. Vashum vashemen shel hulin. The shum, that's the garlic, and the shemen and the oil, that's the spices of it, is hulin. Okay, what happened? Venagah tevul yom b'miksatan. Tevul yom is somebody that went to the mikveh during the day, but he's waiting until nightfall for him to become tahor. Right? That's a tevul yom. And in the interim, he is posel teruma. Because he technically has tum'ah on him until he actually waits until nightfall. Like the pasuk says, Uba shemesh v'tahir. So what happened? This tevul yom went into this mixture, majority teruma, minority hulin, and he touched it. Gemara says, pasal et kulan, which means the whole mixture becomes asur. Meaning you consider the whole thing teruma, and therefore posel it. Hamikpah shel hulin. Now you have the opposite case. Let's say the tafshil was hulin, non-teruma foods. Vashum vashemin shel teruma, and the spices were teruma. Okay, the garlic, the oil, etc. Then I got tevul yom b'miksatan. Oh, and the tevul yom touched again just part of the tafshil. Lo pasal ela makom magao. He only is posel the spot where he touched. He does not posel the entire mixture. Now, bilvad alone. So the Gemara says, now that she tells us right away, the kal salka da'atach dimua midrabanan hu de'asur, which means this is a mixture over here of chulin and teruma. A mixture of chulin and teruma is called dimua, meaning it's a mixture. So that she wants to tell us, at this point we're thinking that the isur of dimua is only from the rabbis, meaning Mina Torah, there really is no isur called dimua. Meaning that she's trying to tell us like this. Normally we have a law of, when teruma gets mixed into something, how much do you need against it? Normally you need 100 times against it. It's like sometimes when milk falls into meat, you need 60 times against the milk. That's batel b'shishim. Teruma, it's batel b'me'ah. Now here we're going to say that no, as long as you have rov, meaning it's rov chulin, and minority teruma, so therefore it's not going to be considered all teruma, even though you don't have 100 against it. It'll only be mitameh, the spot that he touched. Which means we're being lenient over here. Because as she tells, at this point we're thinking, minat Torah, this is not a problem. And therefore, since minat Torah, dimua, this mixture, is not a problem, we're not going to be strict that you need 100, we'll say you can get away with rov. And since the rov is chulin, right? Or the onion, the garlic, and the shemen, that's the teruma. So the Gemara is telling us for some reason that it's only going to be mitameh what he touched. Not going to be mitameh the entire thing. If you consider the whole thing teruma, then that's it. Whatever he touched, the whole thing is going to become tameh. No, only what he touches. Now the Gemara is going to analyze. So he was v'avinan ba. So the Gemara analyzes makom maga'o. Amai pesula. Hey, why what he touched is pasul? Ha batle lehu tevalim berov. I see. The Gemara says, what do you mean? What happened to bitul barov? We have a normal law that says that again, since minat Torah, this is not asur, right? Minat Torah, this is technically, it's only isur dimua is midrabbanan, therefore you should be getting away with rov. What is rov? As long as that majority holin, it should be considered all holin. Therefore, even what I touch should not be affected. Right? Bitul barov means what? If I have the garlic and the holin in there, and the holin mikpah, rov heter, it's considered now heter. And therefore, I don't care if a tevul yom touches holin. The tevul yom doesn't impact holin. And therefore, why are you telling me that Makom Megaro is a suit? V'amar Rababar Bar Hanna. So Rababar Bar Hanna comes along and says, Mata'am. You know what the reason is? Ho'il v'zar loke alehen bekezayit. Because if a Yisrael would eat from this mixture, he would eat from the mixture, he would get malkut at a kezayit. Which means if he eat a kezayit of this mixture, he would get malkut. And therefore, since by eating we find an isur in this mixture, so therefore we're also going to be mahmir by tum'ah. Now let's see the mechanics. Let's read the Rashi together. Ve'amar Rababar Bar Hanna. Answer, dimua mideoraitahu. So the Gemara's answer is no. This mixture over here is actually asur min haTorah. When you have cholin and terumah mixed up, it's asur min haTorah. And therefore what? Vizar lo keala bekezayit. And if a zar, a non-kohen, eats on this mixture, he would get lashes. Again, if it was drabanan, as you don't get lashes for a isur drabanan. Right? You get lashes on isur. Doraita. Continue Rashi. Mishum diyesh shem teruma ala. It might have majority cholin, but you know what? This mixture is called teruma. Hilkach legabe tum'a name shem teruma ala. It's got the name of teruma, meaning shem teruma. And therefore Rashi continues. Umiyu lo hamira ketruma atzma lefsulet kulan. So it's quasi. It's not going to be considered shem teruma that if you touch part of it, the whole thing is going to become tameh. But it's going to be called teruma enough that whatever you touch is going to have a din of teruma to be posted at least that spot. Umayta ama zar lo ke'ala bekezayit mishum zarut. Right? Normally a zar cannot eat teruma. So he says, halo achal kezayit teruma. But he didn't eat kezayit of it because in this mixture it's majority cholim. So when you eat a kezayit of that mixture, do the ratio. You're not eating a kezayit of teruma. Yeah. Or must be heter mistaref le'isur. Must be that the heter, meaning the mikpah, is mistaref to the isur of the garlic and the shemen, and that's how you get into your kezayit. Oh, so therefore you see another area in the Torah where you say heter mistaref le'isur, and the Gemara says hechi dameh. What's the case that the zar would be hayab? La mishum deter mistaref leisur. So basically, what happened in this piece was Rabbi Yochanan started off the Gemara and said, "En heter mistaref leisur only by nazir." So here the Gemara says they were Avdimi sat and told us in front of Abaye. They said, "What are you talking about? I'll give you another case where heter mistaref leisur, and that is by teruma. You have teruma." Minority, got mixed up in majority, cholin, and if the William touched it, we're telling you what? That spot is going to be isur, tameh. Now, why is it going to be tameh? So, shouldn't it be batel barov? Right, batel barov, therefore it should be all considered cholin. So the Gemara says, this is not over here isur de banan over here, this is isur de oraita. And therefore, since it's Isur d'oraita, what is Isur d'oraita help you over here? If a zar would eat this now, he's going to be hayav d'oraita. Because it's considered eating teruma. Oh, so since already le'inyan achila, it's considered teruma. Le'inyan tum'a also, we're going to consider it teruma. Therefore, what he touches is going to get a tum'a. Ah, if a guy eats a kezayit of it, he's hayav? What do you mean? When you're eating a kezayit of this mixture over here, you're not eating a kezayit of teruma. It's kezayit of the mixture. Oh, must be heter mistaref leisur. So Rabbi Yochanan, why did you only say by nazir? Gemara says, no, that's not the explanation. My kezayit, what does kezayit mean? The ika kezayit bichte achilat pras. Which means, there's a concept called achilat pras. Pras literally means half. Half of what? A standard kikar, a loaf of bread, in the olden days, was considered 8 betzim. That was the shiur of it. pras, half of that would be considered four betzim. Now, what is bichde achilat pras? What is the time that it would take to eat half a loaf of bread? Meaning, the time that it would take to eat four betzim. It's a measure. 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, that's a shirud. So the hadush is when the Torah says something is forbidden by achila, there's a certain time frame that you have to eat the kezayit in. If a guy, let's say, nibbles at the isur, and he eats the kezayit in an hour, even though you ingested a kezayit, since you did not eat it within the time called achilat pras, you're not hayav. It's not isur haTorah. Which means, even the eating has to be done in a certain frame. And therefore, you know what the case is talking about over here? That frame is called achilat pras. You have to eat it within the time that it would take to eat four betzim. Meaning, if let's say it takes to eat four betzim, for argument's sake, 7 minutes, so therefore the kezayit has to be ingested within 7 minutes. And therefore that's what we're saying over here by the terumah. By the terumah case, if he eats a kezayit, not that he's eating a kezayit, half terumah and half cholin, it's talking about he ate enough of this mixture that within kedei achilat pras, he ingested a kezayit of terumah. So you're not coming out there, Tim, Mr. Nefli Yisur. He actually ate terumah. He ate a kezayit of it. So comes the Gemara and says, uchzayit bichtei achilat pras deoraitai, which means, is this a din deoraita? Which is, you're telling me if a zar would eat teruma, a kezayit, bichtei achilat pras, he's going to get malkut. So that means this measure already is a Torah measure. So the Gemara is questioning that. Is this shi'ur of achilat pras? Is it indeed a Torah law, which means maybe from the Torah eat it in as much as you span as you want. But it's mashma, no, it's mashma that you're only getting malkut because you ate it within that time frame. So the Gemara is questioning that. Is that time frame a deoraita measure? Gemara says, amale im. Yeah, this is so. It is that. That is the measure. So the Gemara says, yache amai peligi rabbanan ale derabbi Eliezer bekutach hababli. Oh, now we go back. If you remember, the rabbis said yesterday, the rabbis that argued on Rabbi Eliezer, they said, Chametz al yedet ta'arovet mutar. Min HaTorah. For example, Kutach HaBabli. Kutach HaBabli is considered Chametz al yedet ta'arovet. Right? It's got some bread in it, but it's yogurt and all other stuff. And therefore, Chanim said, ta'arovet mutar. What do you mean? If you hold that eating a kezayit bichtei achilat pras is asur min haTorah, so here, why should the kuta be mutar? Bottom line, you're going to eat the kuta, eventually you're going to eat a kezayit of hametz within the shirut of a achilat pras. Therefore, even to forget about dirashot of kol and all that stuff, you're going to be hayab, because bottom line, you're ingesting a kezayit. If you hold with, if that's the sur haTorah, it's asur. Bichtei achilat pras. Elamai. So what do you have to say? Mishum de'eter mistareth le'isur. Which means, we go back. So therefore, your interpretation of terumah is not achilat pras. The interpretation of why the zar is going to be hayav if he eats a kezayit of terumah, in that mixture of the mikpah, is because heter mistaref le'isur. Meaning, in combination of mikpah chulin and garlic terumah, that's going to be mistaref le'kezayit. And therefore, you see, Abaye says, Abu Hanan, it's not only by Nazir that you see Hitin Mistarev, you even see it by Teruma. So the Gemara says, fine. Sof sof, amai paligi rabbanan ale, dirbili ezer, bekutach hababli. Which means, fine. You don't want to say that it's achilat pras. But why does Rabbili ezer, why does Hakim are going to be the answer? Which means, why don't they say Heter Mistaref Lisur? Which means, again, forget about Dirashot now. You have part Hametz, part Kutach, let's say, right? Paretet. Why would it be Hachamim argue? Only be the Ezra and say when you eat Kuta Ababli, you're not going to be Hayav. So he was Ela. He says like which even means like this. I'll say it better. You're telling me now the reason of Tiruma is what? Heten Mistaref the Isur. Look, that's established. Heten Mistaref the Isur, and therefore Abiyah is posing a question to the Yohanan. But still, there is a concept of Akhirat Pras. There is a concept, and it's a Torah concept. So if Akhirat Pras is a Torah concept, why did the Hachamim argue and Abiyah Yaiser? When you eat Kuta Hababli, if indeed, going back to that same question, if indeed you're going to eat a kezayit of Muhammad's, you should be Hayab. You didn't answer that question. Means soft, okay. So you answer me Tirumah, okay, fine. But bottom line, Akhirat Pras is still a concept. And therefore, again, we're pressing that question. Why Hakamim say you're not going to be Hayab when you eat the Kuta? Again, if you eat a kezayit of Hametz within that Shi'ur, you eat enough, obviously you have to eat a lot of kutah to get a desire of hamed, but if you eat it within the prescribed time, achilat praz, you should be hayav. So the Gemara says, "Ela nahle kutah hababli." He says, leave kutah hababli. Delet be kezai bechta achilat praz. Because bottom line, you're not going to get that shi'ur. Eat as much as you want, you're not getting a shi'ur of a kezayit in that prescribed measure. How? The Gemara explains why not. I be'ene dekasharif veka'achile. If you tell me where the guy is kasharif, he's gulping it. He's eating it so quickly, takes the kutar, he gulps it down. Batla da'ate etzel kol adam. This is not the normal way of eating. You're only hayav in a normal derech. This is not the normal derech over here. Now, ve'im mastar kastar ve'achil. Now, if you just dipping, which kuta is really made for, meaning you take a piece of whatever and you dip it in, then already let me kezai bechtek latras. Because since you're eating it so slow, you're not going to get the shi'ur of kezai bechtek achilat pras. So therefore, Hakamim say, you know why we say by kuta hababli? It's okay? Because it's not possible to eat the shi'ur in the proper time. Okay? Now, Rashi just tells us, but that was only one case, by the way. What about Shechar Hamadi? Right, that was the beer from the Medim. So he says, "Afagat the shati le be'ane miu en lecha shote bet v'gimel kosot shelo yafsik v'yeshem b'nehem," which means you got to drink three or four glasses of the stuff back to back immediately in order to get it, because it's not normal to drink like that. Usually you pause in between. So again, the common knowledge in all these items is they have chametz in them. And Hakim agreed to this concept of kedachilat pras and all that. But they're just saying in these cases over here, it's not going to happen where you're going to eat the shi'ur in the prescribed time frame. So comes the Gemara and says, eti ve. So we have a question. Shnei kederot. Now you have two pots. Hat shel chulin ve hat shel terumah. One's chulin, one is terumah. Vilifnehem shtei meduchot, and you have two meduchot. We'll call them grinders, where they grind the spices. Achat shel chulin v'achat shel terumah. Okay, one grinds terumah stuff, and one grinds chulin stuff. V'naflu elu letoch elu. Oh, so the stuff of one of the meduchot fell into one of the pots, and the other stuff of the other meducha fell into another pot. So now the question is, what fell into what? Because one part is chulin and one part is terumah. One meducha is chulin, one part is terumah. One fell into one fell into the other. You don't know which fell into what. So the Gemara says, everything is mutar. Mutarim. Shani omer, terumah letoka terumah nafla, v'chulin letoka chulin naflu. I say everything worked out for the best. I say, the chulin meducha, its stuff fell into the chulin pot. And the terumah meducha fell into the terumah pot. And therefore, beautiful, everything is status quo. So the Gemara says, V'i amar kezai bechtek lat pras deoraita. Hold it. If you hold that eating a mixture, a kezayit of a mixture, bechtek lat pras, you hold it's a deoraita law, amai amrinan she'ani omer terumah letoch. Why are you going to be mekel? which means you only mekir and saying, oh, I'll say everything worked out. Turma fatu turma chulin fatu chulin. That's if it's a drabanan law. You can be lenient. You ever do safek drabanan lekula? But here it can be a Torah law, because if the turma, for example, fell into the chulin, right? You could have a sudoraita over here. Why? Because even though it's a mixture, but bottom line, this could be isur Torah. If you eat a kezayit of this teruma, Israel eats a kezayit of this teruma, bechdechilat paris, it could be isur Torah. Get malgut for this. And therefore, you're dealing with isur Torah here. Why then do you say, well, I'll say everything worked out? I don't know, you should say, safek doraita, nechumra. And then we would say, maybe the teruma fell into the chulin, therefore you have to worry, because you have a bechdechilat paris situation. So the Gemara says, "Amar le hanach le terumat tevani drabanan." He says, "What are we talking about over here? Spices. The chayuv of teruma on spices is only medrabanan. So from the inception, the whole thing is a drabanan case over here. Why? We're talking about things that you grind in the grinder. See, the Torah says reshik deganecha, grains, food, stuff like that, not on spices. So they were giving hayus teruma on spices only sudra banan anyway. So therefore you could say shani omer. Etime. We have another question. Shte kupot. Now you have two boxes. Achat shel chulin v'achat shel teruma. So we had this case, if you remember, on daf tet. One was chulin and one was teruma. V'lifnehen betzein. And in front of the boxes you have two piles. Achat shel chulin v'achat shel teruma. Ve'naflu elu letoch elu. Meaning, the piles fell into the kupot. Teruma, chulin. Mutarin. Everything is mutar, Gemara. So Shani Omer, chulin letoch chulin naflu. Teruma letoch, teruma naflu. I say, the pile of chulin fell into the kupa of chulin. The pile of teruma fell into the kupa of teruma. I go la'akil. Gemara says, v'yamad kezeh b'chtechilat paraz deoraita. If you hold that eating a kezayit bechdechilat pras deoraita, amai amrinan she'ani omer. Why do you say she'ani omer again? Because since this can come to Isu Torah, because if the terumah falls into the chulin, and you eat a kezayit bechdechilat pras, it's going to be Isu Torah. So therefore you should say, chumrah. Why do you say she'ani omer? Lekuna. Amar le, he answered, hanach le terumah bezman hazeh derabbanan. Which means, terumah bezman hazeh is only midrabanan, which is the whole concept of teruma today. Giving it is only midrabanan. Therefore, you're able to go lakir, which means in the olden days, when teruma was the oraita, we would not be mekir. We would say you have to suspect that maybe the teruma fell to the chulin and the chulin fell to the teruma, and now you have a situation of, you know, a mixture and you have a problem. But since the whole concept of teruma is midrabanan today, so therefore we can be lenient. Now, comes the Gemara and continues. Now we go back. Rabbi Yohanan learned that in the whole Torah, in heter mistaref le'isur, except for nazir. And what was his proof? His proof was from a word in the pasuk that says ve'chol mishrat anavim lo yishteh. How did he learn the word mishrat anavim? The soaking into anavim, meaning you take bread and you, let's say, dip it into wine. Now, that wine, you don't have a shiur of a kezayit, but with the bread, it comes to the shiur of a kezayit. And what is the Torah saying? Lo yishteh. It's asur. Meaning, heter is, the bread is heter. A nazir can eat bread. And if we see heter mistaref le'isur by nazir, from the word mishrat. So comes the Gemara and says, behai mishrat la'achi udata. Is that what the word Mishrat is coming to teach you? Hai mev'ele lichdetanya. We need the word Mishrat for another thing that we learned in the Braita. Mishrat. What do you learn from the word Mishrat? Liten ta'am ki'ikar. New item. We know that the Torah is osir mamashut. Mamashut is the actual item itself. For example, nazir. Grapes, that's the mamashut, that's the actual item itself. But let's say you took grapes and you just soaked them in water. Then you took the grapes out. Now the water only has a ta'am, a flavor of grapes. how do you know the principle of ta'am ki'ikar? Ta'am ki'mamasho. Which you might have said what? Well, when the Torah also says something, so says the actual item itself. But if it just gives flavor into something else, that's ta'am. So the Torah says, how do you know that ta'am ki'ikar, meaning how do you know that the flavor is like the ikar? How do you know that that's... Now that's a very important principle that we can apply not only to Nazir, but you can use it now in the rest of the Torah, it poses great problems. So the Gemara says, Litetam ki'ikar she'im shara anavim b'mayim. For example, if you soaked grapes in water, yesh bem ta'am yayim hayav. You know where you learned that from? From Mishrat. They're learning Mishrat means the soakings of the grapes. Meaning, if you soak grapes in water, and the grapes gave a tam into the water, then Azir could not drink that water. Oh, proof positive, ta'am ki'ikar. But you only see it by Nazir. Right? So the Gemara continues, mikan ata dan lechon haTorah kula. Now once I learn it from Nazir, I can apply this to the rest of the Torah. Every Isur is going to be like this. And how can I learn it from the rest of the Torah? Uma Nazir, she'en isuro isur olam. Nazir has three leniencies. Number one, it's not asur forever. Nazir makes a Nazir, let's say he makes it for 30 days. After 30 days, the Nazirut is off. Or whatever condition he makes is Nazirut. It's not eternal. Number two, en isuro isur hana'ah, which means anavim and yayin, grapes and wine, are permissible bana'ah. Right? You cannot eat them. Furthermore, the yesh heter le'isuro, even within the time of his nazirut, there's a way to get out of it. How? Hatarat nedarim. You can go to the rabbis, tell them, I want to, you know, undo my nazirut. And what? Even though you have three leniencies by nazir, still what? Ve'asab or ta'am ki'ikar. And still the Torah was osir. Not only mamashut, but even ta'am. Kil'ayim. Like an example of kil'ayim. What is kil'ayim? You have a mixture in a field of wheat and grapes. Right? That's kil'ayim. Kil'ayim is asur. So the Gemara says, she'isuro isur olam. The mixture becomes is asur forever. And kil'ayim never becomes mutar. Number two, ve'isuro isur hana'a. You're not even to have benefit from kil'ayim. Ve'en heter le'isuro. And there's no way you can get out of it when it's kil'ayim. There's no heter on this. En odin she'aseh tam ki'ikar. All the more so. If let's say this mixture of kil'ayim gets mixed up, or you soak it in water now. These grapes that are kil'ayim, right? You soak it in water, most of that water is going to be asur. But if ta'am ki'ikar by nazir, kol sheken ta'am ki'ikar by kil'ayim. That Gemara goes a little further. Vuadin le'orla b'shtayim. Which means, huadin, when it comes to the deen of orla. What does it mean? Look at Rashi. Huwa din li'orla b'shtayim. Kavachomer ze ata dan li'orla b'shtei derachim. Which means, by kil'ayim you have three reasons. Which means, the three leniencies of Nazir do not apply to kil'ayim. Well, when it comes to orla, what is orla? The first 3 years of a tree is asur b'ana'ah. So you have two of the three leniencies of Nazir do not apply to orla. What are they? That she says, "Kavahomer ze ata dan neola b'shtei derachim, teisuro isur hana'a." Right? Orla is asur b'hana'a. Ve'en etel isuro betoch shalosh. Within 3 years, there's no way to get out of it. It's not like a nazir in the sense that you can get out of it. And therefore, I could say what? Kavahomer again. If nazir that has the three leniencies and still what tam kikar orla that. Two out of those leniencies, it's mahmir, although more so we're going to be mahmir on ta'am. Good. So therefore, that's Rabbi Gamal's question now. So the Gemara was saying, Rabbi Hanan, had you learned Mishrat to teach me, heter mistaref le'isur, we need the word Mishnah to teach us Ta'am Ki'ikar. Again, all this was just learned from what? Mishnah. What does Mishnah mean according to this understanding? You soak the grapes in water. The water just have a Ta'am of the grapes, and therefore it's going to be Isur. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbanani. This issue of Ta'am Ki'ikar Asur, that's the rabbis. Rabbi Yohanan, the Amal, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yohanan holds like Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, what do you want? He has a Tana to back him. That the word Mishrat is coming to teach you Heter, Mistaref, Leisur, and not teaching you Ta'am Ki'ikar, Deoraita. Gemara says, hey Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva is this over here? Ilema Rabbi Akiva de Matnitin. Maybe in terms of Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah. Nitnan, because we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Nazir, Shishara Pito Biyain. A Nazir that soaked his bread and wine, Biyeshbo Litzaref, Kede Kezayit, and you have enough to make a Tziruf, a combination to get to a Kezayit, Hayav. So very good. So clearly you see Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah holds what? That you do say Heter Mistaref Li Isur by Nazir. And therefore Rabbi Yohanan will subscribe to Rabbi Akiva's opinion. So Gemara says, Umimai dimipat umiyayin. Who told you that you have a combination of bread and wine to get to the kezayit? Dilma miyayin lehudeh. Maybe the kiddush is, if you have a kezayit of wine in the bread. So the Gemara says, a kezayit of wine in the bread. Dechi tema miyayin lehudeh. You can just learn it's only wine. Mai lememra. What's the kiddush? Which means, once you eat a kezayit of wine, of course, that's, I don't care if it's in bread, I don't care if it's regular. Kezayit, the hadush would be, if it's less than a kezayit, you could be still have the bread. But if you tell me you have a kezayit of wine in the bread, what's the hadush? He says, no, I'll tell you hadush. Kamash ma'lan, da'afalgav de ta'ar, my limim now, ha kamash ma'lan, da'afalgav de ta'arovet. You know what the hadush is? You might have thought that for the nazir to eat a kezayit of yayin, it's only in a case where you drink it straight up, without any mixture. But you might have thought if it's a kezayit that's mixed in the bread, maybe that's not considered. Hadush, no, even if the kezayit is in bread, you're going to be hayav. And therefore, no proof that Rabbi Akiva holds it, Mistaref Leisur. Which is, if this Mishnah doesn't prove anything. This Mishnah just tells you a side concept. If you have a kezayit of yayin that's in bread, you'll be hayav. Hiddush, yeah. That even though it's mixed in the bread. But you don't see all the term mistaref, the isur. Right? Okay. Now, incidentally, as she just tells us, how do you measure a kezayit of yayin? Right, so that she tells us to do it through displacement. Meaning, yeah, you fill up a keli from the bottom to the top with yayin. Then you take a kezayit of food and you drop it into the cup. Now as you drop it into the cup, there's no room. So what happens? It displaces some of the wine. So when we say kezayit of yayin is how much yayin is displaced from a keli when you put a kezayit into it. That's how you would get the shiur of a kezayit of yayin. Now, back to the question over here. Where, you told me Rabbi Yohanan that holds Heter Mistaref Leisur by Nazir, holds like Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva? Ela Rabbi Akiva de Braita. That's Rabbi Akiva of the Braita. De Tanya, because we have a Braita, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Nazir, Sheshara Pito Biyayin. The achal kezayit mipat umiyayin hayav. It's a brayta. Clearly, what does he say? The nazir soaked his bread in the yayin. The achal kezayit mipat umiyayin, which means he ate a kezayit of both, meaning mixture. Hayav must be because why? Heter mistaref the isur. Good. Now look at Rashi. Look at Rashi, Mipat Umiyayin Hayav. Now obviously, Rabbi Akiva is going to say what? Hayav because of Hetin Mistaref. Leisur, Rashi. Upeligi Rabbanan Aleh. But the rabbis are going to argue with Rabbi Akiva. Delet Lehu Hetin Mistaref Leisur. They all know. It's not Hetin Mistaref Leisur. Now, the Ilu Pashatayam Mecholapat, Loavi Peligi Rabbanan Aleh. Interesting. The rabbis are tam keikar. Let's say, for example, we had this bread. Let's say it got the flavor of the wine. Let's say the wine went across the whole piece of bread, right? Squeezed it out. Now all it just has is what? Flavor of yayin. The rabbis will say that bread is isud now, because they do hold tam keikar. The chidush of Rabbi Akiva is. Not even I go that far. Even if, let's say, part of the bread has a little yayin in it, and the rest of the bread is regular bread, but you eat it together, the yayin and the lechem, the pot, will be mistaref, the isur. The rabbis in that case will say, no. Since only on a little part, less than a kezayit, it's got yayin, that's not going to be isur. I mean, the only way the rabbis would say the bread with the wine would be isur is if the tam went on a kezayit or more of the pot, then you have tam keikar. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, you don't have to say that. Even if the yayin's on a little part of it, but you're eating the bread in one shot, the bread plus wine, mistaref, the kezayit. So that's where Rabbi Hanan gets his opinion from. And the source the Gemara is saying for Rabbi Akiva is where? Mishrat. So we have one more question. Good. Rabbi Akiva, where do you learn tam keikar then? You use Mishrat for Heter Mistaref Leisur. Where do you hold Ta'am Ki'ikar? What's your source? It's Kabbalah of Rabbi Akiva. Ta'am Ki'ikar Minale. Where does he learn the thing of Ta'am Ki'ikar? Yalif Mibasar Bihalav. He learns from milk and meat. Why does the Torah say, you're not allowed to have a milk and meat mixture? Now let's analyze. You have a piece of meat. We'll learn it like that. She is mashma over here. You have a piece of meat. A drop of milk goes into the piece of meat. You don't see it. Somewhere in the meat. That milk is giving the meat ta'am. Since you don't see it, it's considered ta'am. It's not, that's the way that she is mashma. It's ta'am. And what does the Torah say? Basar b'halav is asur. And it's only ta'am. Or you could say, like some of the mifashim, when I say Maram Halawa learns like this, you have a pot that has in the walls of it halav, a milk pot. Now in the walls, it's not mamashut. In the walls, it's called ta'am. Now you take a piece of meat and you cook it in that pot. What's going to happen? The ta'am of the halav is going to come out, and it's going to serve the basar. Oh, and the Torah says that's considered basar b'halav. So what do you see? Ta'am ki'ikar, they were right there from Masar b'halav. So the Gemara says, Lav ta'ama ba'almahu. After all, it's only ta'am. Either you're cooking in a milk pot, or even if you want to say the milk itself, but the milk, once it gets swallowed into the piece of meat, it's like dissolved in it. You don't see it. And still what? It gives flavor to the basar. The basar is asur. Ve'asar ve'asur. So the Gemara says, Hachen ame lo shena. Therefore, we can learn from Basar B'Halav to everywhere in the Torah that whenever something is Asur, not only is it Asur, but its Ta'am is also Asur. Gemara says, no, Rabbanan, Basar B'Halav, lo gamlina. You don't learn from Basar B'Halav. Why? Dehidushu. Because it's a Hidush itself. We have a law. Anything that's a Hidush in itself, you can't learn to everywhere else. Which means, if Basar B'Halav is considered a novelty item, so you can't apply the laws of Basar B'Halav to the rest of the Torah. Because you say, what do you mean? Basar B'Halav, the whole thing is strange. So therefore you can't learn from this Hiddush item to everything else. Why? Why is it strange? Why is it a Hiddush? Umay Hiddush. What's the Hiddush? Ilema da'ay lehudeh, va'ay lehudeh shari, uba'adeh adadi asur. Well, maybe you'll tell me, you know what's strange about it? The milk is 100% mutar on its own. The meat is 100% mutar on its own. Put them together, they become isur. That's hidush in itself. I got two heter items make an Isur. And therefore, the rabbis will tell you like this. You can't let Tam Kei cut from over here. Because the whole thing is a Hiddush. Therefore, you can't apply it. Therefore, you need another person to tell me Mishrat. Right? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a Hiddush. Kil'ayim nameh, hay lechudeh, vay lechudeh shari, ubadadeh asur.
Same concept.
Kil'ayim, the grapes, amutar. The wheat is mutar. Put them together, the isur. And then it's not a Hiddush. You see this concept in the Torah. So then what's the Hiddush about Sabda Halam? He says, Ela, di'i taru le kuni yoma behalba. Take a piece of meat. Let it sit the whole day in milk. Share it. Cold milk. Take the piece of meat out. Clean it off. What's the deen? Mutar. Even though the milk might give some flavor to the basar as a result of soaking it, the milk will give, doesn't matter. However, bashir le bishule asur. Cook it in that same milk, asur. That's already hadu, which means, what's the difference? What's the difference if it gives it ta'ab through soaking? You take this piece of meat, drop it in cold milk. Let it sit there, not for more than 24 hours, let's say. Let it sit for, because that's kavush. Kavush would be considered maybe kimbushal. But the point is, it sat for a couple of hours. Take the meat out. It's going to have some flavor of halav. What's the dimin at Torah? Mutar. What do you mean? It's ta'am of halav. Cook it? Asum at Torah. That's a hadush already. Why this mutar and this asur? So once already you see basar b'halav, the whole thing is a novel item. So the Rabbanan say you can't learn from novel items to the rest of the Torah. Therefore, you need a special pasuk for Ta'am Ka'ikar. And what is it according to the rabbis? Mishrat. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Akiva, Nameh, Basar Bechalav, Vadai Hiddushu. Ah. But Rabbi Akiva, he has to agree that that cannot be the source of Ta'am Ka'ikar. Because Basar Bechalav is a Hiddush. So therefore, knock that out. Mm-hmm. So back to the question. Where, I mean Rabbi Akiva, where do you know Ta'am Ka'ikar? We talk from Basar Bechalav. Mm-hmm. Now we're saying, no, Hiddush. So where does the Biyakiva learn Ta'am Ka'ikar from? Ela yalit migi'ule nukhrim. He learns from the pots of the Goyim. Now let's just review. When the Jewish people were in the Midbar, God told Moshe to tell the people, go fight the Midyanim. Take revenge against the Midyanim. And that war, we beat them, and we brought back a lot of spoils. One of the spoils from wars were their pots. And the Torah tells us at that point, all right, I had to kosher the pots. Now, what was in these pots? There was no live meat in the pots. But the Goyim would cook taref in these pots. So in the walls of the pots, you had ta'am of isur. And what's the Torah telling you? You have to kosher the pot. Burn it, boil it. So what do you see? Because if you would cook in that pot, kosher food, the ta'am would come out of the pot, yeah, and it'll save the tafshil. Mm-hmm. What's in the pot? Only ta'am. There's no mamashut in the walls of the pot. So what do you see over here? Ta'am keika deoraita. From where? The kirim of Midyan. That's where the Biakiva will learn it from. Now, Gebra says, gi'ole nukhrim, lav ta'ama be'almahu. It's only ta'am, right? The ta'am of the isur that's in the walls of the pot. Ve'asur. As Gebra says, asur until you kosher the pot. So to everywhere else, no difference, which is the source will be Geodeh Nukhrim, the pots of the Goyim. Geodeh literally means the things that extract from a pot, which is the pots of Midyan. Verabbanan, Geodeh Nukhrim Nami Hiddushu. He can't learn from there. It's also Hiddush that case. Why? Deha Kol noten ta'am nifgam mutar. We have a law. If a keli was not used within 24 hours, the flavor that's inside the walls becomes putrid, or becomes what's called in halakha pagum. It becomes like it's not a good flavor anymore. It's not a good taste anymore. Now these pots over here seemingly were not used within 24 hours. And therefore the flavor that's inside these pots is what? Pagum. And the Torah is still telling you what? Now normally the deen is noten ta'am nifgam mutar. What type of isur can osir kosher food? Ta'am meaning ta'am that's still fresh. But if it's pagum, it's not osir. And how do you know this from? De gamrinan min nevela. We learn it from a nevela. The pasuk says, lo tochelu kol nevela lager. And then the pasuk says to the ger, meaning what type of nevelah is asur? Only a type of nevelah that you would give to a ger to eat. But if the nevelah becomes putrid, becomes pagum, to such a nevelah is not asur. The point is we learn pagum from there. And therefore, the hadush is that even though these ge'ole nukhrim were pagum, ve'acha asur. Here the Torah still said, kosher the pots. This is a hadush. You can't learn Ta'am Kinkar over here. Because this is a strange case. This is Ta'am Pagum, and still the Torah is telling you, you have to kosher it. I said, this is a hadush in itself. Normally Ta'am Pagum, you don't have to worry about. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva, oh, what is Rabbi Akiva going to do with this? It's a hadush. Kederav Chaya Bered Ravuna. Te'amar, Lo Asa Torah, Ela Bekederav Bat Yoma. Yeah. He says, you're right. The Be'akimah says, what pots did you have to kosher? Only the pots that the Midyanim used within 24 hours. And the ones that were pagum, leave them. So therefore, it's not a hadush. It's the regular law. Hilkach, lav noten tam levgamu. The Rabbanan say no. Kedera bat yoma, name lo efshar, te lo pagma purta. Even a kedera bat yoma. The hidush is like this. A kederah bat yoma, even within 24 hours, the pagam doesn't happen, according to the rabbis, after 24 hours. The thing just becomes pagum. It's like a gradual pagam. And therefore, even within 24 hours, it's still considered some sort of pagam. Let's say, they used the pot 5 hours ago. So in the interim of the 5 hours, it starts to become pagum. And still, what's the Torah telling us? You have to kosher. That's hadush already. Which means there's a sad pigam over here. There's a side of pigam. Therefore, you can't learn from something like this to a regular case of where there's no pigam. Which is, let's take a regular case of the grapes. You soaked it in water. There's tam keikar over here. You have tam. There's no pigam over here, nothing. Huh? I learned it from Megillah Nochi. No, it's already, it started to become pagum. So you can't learn Tam Kikar from Geoleh Nukhrim. So where did the rabbis learn it from? Mishrat. So it comes out, at this point we conclude here, we have a great machloket. It's actually the machloket, where to learn Tam Kikar from. Everybody knows Tam Kikar is Asur Doraita. Hachamim will learn it from Mishrat Anavim. But the Biakiva that learned from Mishrat Anavim, Heter Mistaref Isur, different concept. That what? The bread plus the wine, amistaref to the isur of Nazir. Where is he going to learn Tam Kikar? He'll learn it from Ge'uleh Nukhrim. Oh, why don't the rabbis learn from there? It's a hidush. What's the hidush? Even the pots that were used within 24 hours, it's partly pagum already. Because it's sitting in the pot even for a few hours already, it starts. So you can't learn from a partly pagum to everywhere else. Therefore, they must learn from Mishrat Anavim. And the rabbis do not hold Heter Mistaref. They sued at all.